Nolte, Media Memory Hole Reports Confirming Trump's Ukraine Conspiracy Theory. By John Nolte on October 21, 2019. The fake news media are ignoring their own reporting that backs up President Trump's so-called Ukraine conspiracy theory. Oh, and another thing to keep in mind as the establishment media attempt to gaslight the public into backing impeachment, is that what the fake media call Trump's Ukraine conspiracy theory, the Department of Justice calls an open investigation. This hoax impeachment effort is looking to conflate two separate things into one conspiracy theory, which all connect to Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's prime minister and his request for that country's help regarding possible corruption. By portraying Trump's requests as a conspiracy theory, the media believe they can convince the public that Trump was just looking for dirt as opposed to the truth, which is how the facts prove Trump's requests are perfectly reasonable. The first is the Biden family using then-Vice President Joe Biden's influence to enrich themselves by way of Hunter Biden's sweet $50,000 a month, gig with a Ukrainian energy company. The second involves Ukraine's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. We know for a fact Ukraine meddled in the 2016 presidential election to boost Hillary Clinton because the same media now telling us this belief is a conspiracy theory have already reported that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 presidential election to boost Hillary Clinton. Here's the far-left Politico back in January of 2017. Ukrainian government officials tried to help Hillary Clinton and undermine Trump by publicly questioning his fitness for office. They also disseminated documents implicating a top Trump aide in corruption and suggested they were investigating the matter, only to back away after the election. And they helped Clinton's allies research damaging information on Trump and his advisors, a Politico investigation found. A Ukrainian-American operative who was consulting for the Democratic National Committee met with top officials in the Ukrainian embassy in Washington in an effort to expose ties between Trump, top campaign aide Paul Manafort and Russia, according to people with direct knowledge of the situation. The Ukrainian efforts had an impact in the race, helping to force Manafort's resignation and advancing the narrative that Trump's campaign was deeply connected to Ukraine's foe to the east, Russia. Politico's investigation found evidence of Ukrainian government involvement in the race that appears to strain diplomatic protocol dictating that governments refrain from engaging in one another's elections. A daughter of Ukrainian immigrants who maintains strong ties to the Ukrainian-American diaspora and the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, Alexandra Chalupa, who had worked in the White House Office of Public Liaison during the Clinton administration. Chalupa went on to work as a staffer, then as a consultant, for Democratic National Committee. In an interview this month, Chalupa told Politico she had developed a network of sources in Kiev and Washington, including investigative journalists, government officials and private intelligence operatives. The day after Manafort's hiring was revealed, she briefed the DNC's communications staff on Manafort, Trump and their ties to Russia, according to an operative familiar with the situation. A former DNC staffer described the exchange as an informal conversation, saying briefing makes it sound way too formal, and adding, "We were not directing or driving her work on this." Yet, the former DNC staffer and the operative familiar with the situation agreed that with the DNC's encouragement, Chalupa asked embassy staff to try to arrange an interview in which Poroshenko might discuss Manafort's ties to Yanukovych. And this is only the half of it. There is also the matter of the DNC server, which the corrupt media, the FBI, and Robert Mueller all claim was hacked by the Russians to aid and abet the Trump campaign. What the media refuse to report now, though, is that the server has never ever been scrutinized by the FBI or anyone trustworthy. The only organization that has looked at the server is a private security group called CrowdStrike that, surprise, surprise, asserts Russia hacked the server. And everyone, including our own FBI, are just taking their word for it because it fits the narrative. It's beyond outrageous the FBI and media have blindly accepted these results. The reasons CrowdStrike is suspect is that 1. Disgraced former FBI Director James Comey has admitted the FBI wanted to see the server but was never given access. 2. CrowdStrike's co-founder Dmitry Alperovich despises Russia through a group called the Atlantic Council, which is funded by NATO and a Ukrainian billionaire who is very close to Hillary Clinton and George Soros. And 3. CrowdStrike received $100 million in funding from Google Capital, which is owned by Eric Schmidt, a billionaire committed to Democrats, which made him a big-time Hillary Clinton supporter in 2016. So the whole thing stinks to high heaven, and there is no good reason for the DNC not to turn the server over to the FBI, especially when blaming Russia for the DNC hack, which may ultimately prove true, is just a little too neat when you look at the players involved. The Washington Examiner. The Justice Department revealed that U.S. Attorney John Durham, picked by Attorney General William Barr to look into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation, is investigating whether Ukraine was involved in any 2016 election efforts. A Department of Justice team led by U.S. Attorney John Durham is separately exploring the extent to which a number of countries, including Ukraine, played a role in the counterintelligence investigation directed at the Trump campaign during the 2016 election, DOJ spokeswoman Carrie Kupek said Wednesday. While the Attorney General has yet to contact Ukraine in connection with this investigation, certain Ukrainians who are not members of the government have volunteered information to Mr. Durham, which he is evaluating. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, is also interested in investigating Ukraine's meddling in the 2016 election. Here he is on Sunday with Maria Bartiromo. I think Ukraine was involved in the 2016 election. I think they were trying to hurt Trump, Graham said. They may have been working with the Democrats. And I want someone to look at Ukraine's involvement in our 2016 election like Robert Mueller looked at the Russian involvement. The Politico article, referenced above, is very disturbing, where DNC members went to the Ukrainian embassy to try and find dirt, he added. Better yet, when speaking of the Ukrainian prosecutor then Vice President Joe Biden bragged about getting fired, Graham added, and I'd like to call the prosecutor and have him testify. Isn't it kind of odd that the only person that Biden wanted fired was the one investigating his son? Graham makes a great point. Biden and his media enablers have defended Biden using U.S. aid as a quid pro quo to get this prosecutor fired because the prosecutor was seen as corrupt. Okay. But riddle me this, with all the corruption in Ukraine. Why this guy and only this guy? Why the guy who says he was digging into the energy company that hired Hunter Biden for $50,000 a month? A month, when Hunter Biden knows nothing about Ukraine or energy. All of this reminds me of the Russia collusion hoax when the media's early reporting detailing how the Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign was memory hold after Trump accused Obama of spying on his campaign. The media were willing to make stone-cold fools of themselves, willing to pretend that all that previous reporting never happened, in order to protect Obama. What a spectacle. And now we have the media doing the same with respect to Ukraine. But now that it is convenient to the impeached Trump narrative, the media have been forced to ignore this previous reporting in order to attack Trump's legitimate concerns about Ukraine and CrowdStrike as a conspiracy theory. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.